Well, good morning, everybody. Man, what a beautiful day. I mean, how fortunate are we to be able to sit here and listen to everybody preach the good word and look at what we got behind us here. And then, last night, you look up, see them stars, it was perfect. And so anytime I get an opportunity to speak to people, when I pick a topic, I always like to pick something that I'm struggling with or in hopes that if someone else is struggling that I can, be on that same level and get that message to them. And so I'd like to start in Book of James, chapter 1, verse 26. I'm going to pick up where David left off last night. It says, if anyone thinks himself to be religious and yet does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his own heart, this man's religion is worthless. Okay, so it's very fitting. When I think of this every day, I bridle my horse first thing in the morning. James 1:26 pops into my head, and it's just like, it's just meant to be. I'm going to go out and punch some cows, and my biggest struggle is bridling my own tongue. Cattle don't always go where you want them to, and so you get frustrated, your horse gets frustrated, your dog gets frustrated. So all day, I just, simmer down, bridle your tongue, otherwise you end up saying mean things to cows, and you don't want that. So then I'm going to continue on here in 27. It says, pure and undefiled religion is the sight of our God and Father, is this, to visit orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world. And so keeping yourself unstained by the world can be a tough thing because, it can grind you down and make you bitter. And luckily we have this gospel here to keep us straight. Book of James, and then I'm going to go to 2 Peter. This is what grounds me, I read this stuff and it keeps my perspective right. And 2 Peter chapter 1, I'm going to start in verse 4 here. It says, for by these things he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. Now for this very reason also, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge. And in your knowledge, self-control. And in your self-control, perseverance. And in your perseverance, godliness. And in your godliness, brotherly kindness. And in your brotherly kindness, love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, having forgot his purification from his former sins. Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent to make certain about his calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. For in this way the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you. So 2 Peter, you ask that question, how do I stay unstained by the world? And it says right there, little numbers, 2 Peter, it's just as like a checklist for how to be Christ-like. I mean, it's just laid out here, perfect. It's simple. You can understand it, and it's just laid out in order. And this is how you stay unstained by the world. And so then I'm going to continue on into 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Pages are blown around here. It says, do not love the world nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the boastful pride of life, is not from the Father but is from the world. The world is passing away and also its lusts, but the one who does the will of God lives forever. And so no matter what the circumstances and today, I think, you know, especially being here in Montana, we're very sheltered. We're very fortunate, you know, and to be here, we're shielded from a lot of the things going on in the world today. And, you know, Jesus, he's a prime example of what the world can do to you. They waited for him and for the Messiah, and he showed up, and just like we were talking about earlier, they nailed him to a cross, and the only thing that he did while he was here was good. He didn't do anything bad, no sins, totally good, and then they crucified him because they were corrupt, you know, and they were stained by the world. And so my message today is pretty short, and when the world, my message would be, when the world is being hard on you, trying to cause you to stumble, you just got to keep your head up and keep your focus up. And like in Colossians 3:2, it says, set your mind on the things above and not the things that are on earth. And so that's all I got today. Thank you.